Good morning. This is Becky Speeth. I want to welcome you to our prayer call and Bible study this morning. Right before I got on the call today, I received a text message from someone that their niece was rushed into the emergency room and has lost a tremendous amount of blood, and they can't get the bleeding to stop. She's actually a cutter. And I know normally I open the call with something very encouraging and very uplifting, but I just really feel like it's very, very heavy on my heart that I share this with you. I had a pastor friend who, amazing man of God. I love him and I love his family. And he's just been a tremendous support and mentor to me in my journey. But I didn't know this about him either until a couple of years ago when he actually came out and he told us the story. And he was a cutter as well, even while he was a pastor. Now I know some of you are thinking, oh, how awful, and how could he do that, right? But is it any different to be a cutter than it is to be a complainer or a liar or someone that took a pencil from work? A sin is a sin, and we're not to judge. But I want to share this with you. He has an incredible YouTube video. There's two of them. One is, if you put in 700 Club, Carry Oberbrunner. His name is spelled K-A-R-Y-O-B-E-R-B-R-U-N-N-E-R / your secret name. And then the other video that talks a little bit more about his book, Your Secret Name, it's a video of it. It doesn't, like, sell you the book, but it just tells you a little bit more through pictures and through movie about Your Secret Name, and it's called Your Secret Name, Discover Who You Were Created to Be. And this is a powerful book for anyone that's really questioning who are they really created to be, who were they, you know, what were they, not only what were they created to be, who were they created to be, but really knowing who you are in Christ. And how many of us have other names put on us throughout our life, like stupid, ugly, bad, never amount to much, failure, and really what the Word of God says. But Carry has just been a tremendous mentor to me, and he has been delivered, just so that you know, of that. But he isn't one to, for a while he was, he kept it very quiet. But he decided that we overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony and not loving our lives unto death. And so he's laying his secret life, the life that we all keep between just us or us and God. He's laying it out there to help other people that might be going through this. And for those of you that think this is something that's not, you know, that's more random and very scarce and sparse, I can tell you this is an epidemic. And it's not just an epidemic with our youth. It's an epidemic with our adults. You'd be surprised how many people are cutting. And so if you need help or support in that area, or just, you know, someone that's struggling with self-esteem or who they were really called to be, that would be a really great resource. And maybe I'll contact Carrie and see if he'd be willing to come on our call sometime and see if he would be able to do an interview or at least share a little bit of his story. But in the meantime, go there and check that out. It's really, really phenomenal. I'm going to open up our prayer call this morning with prayer, and then we'll jump right into the Word. Father God, thank you so much for this incredible time that you've created us to be here on the earth at this time. We're so blessed. Lord, I'm so thankful that you put me here and you put me on this call with these amazing women. Lord, I pray that you will give me your wisdom. Give me your direction. Speak through my mouth of clay that this is nothing from me, but only speaking you speaking through me, Lord. I pray that you'll help me to be faithful, to pray, to believe, to agree with each one of the prayer requests that have been brought forward and will be brought forward, Lord. I thank you for your wisdom and direction. And I thank you for your word and that you love us so much, that you never leave us or forsake us, that you do give us your word on a continual basis, and you give us others to intangible skin so that we can feel your presence and your love at times, and then also we can just retreat into our prayer closets and just crawl up into your lap and let you love us and wrap your arms around us. Thank you for that amazing love. Thank you, Lord. And we just pray that you'll bless this time that we're on this call together in Jesus' name. Amen. So, ladies, I was talking before I started the recording about today might be a little sweet and a little spicy for you, where I think you're going to be deeply encouraged, but I also feel that there might be an area you might be saying, ooh, yeah, gotta work on that one just a little bit. But the Lord laid this on my heart this week, and I felt really impressed to share it with you. I want to start off in the book of 2 Timothy. and we're going to be talking about 2 Timothy 3, 1, and 2. But understand this, that in the last days will come set in perilous times of great stress and trouble, things that are hard to deal with and hard to bear. For people will be lovers of self and utterly self-centered, lovers of money and aroused by an inordinate greedy desire for wealth, proud and arrogant and contemptuous boasters. They'll be abusive. They'll be blasphemous and scoffing. They'll be disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, and profane. I don't know about any of you guys, but I'm just going to ask you, does it sound like anything that we see today? As I looked through this list, I thought, oh my goodness, we have every single one of these things. So what does it tell us? It just tells us that that's a sign that we're coming into the last days, or that we're in the last days, is what it actually says. If you look at Matthew 24, 33 through 38, it says, so when you see these signs all taken together, coming to pass, you may know of a surety that he is near. He's at the very doors. That's Jesus coming back. Truly, I tell you, this generation, the whole multitude of people living at the same time in this definite given period, will not pass away till all these things have taken together or have taken place together. The sky and earth will pass away, but my word will not pass away. But of the exact day and hour, nobody really knows, not even the angels of heaven nor the Son, which is Jesus, just the Father. As were in the days of Noah, so will be the coming of the Son of Man, which is Jesus. For just as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and being given in marriage until that very day when Noah went into the ark. And most of us know the story of Noah and the ark, and the earth was so evil at that time. The Lord promised, though, to spare Noah and his family, and they went into the ark, and that's the only reason why they were saved. They were the only people that were saved. And I kind of feel like, because we've got the signs here, according to, you know, 2 Timothy 3, we know exactly what it's going to look like. And then in Matthew, he tells us, you know, that means that he's coming very soon. The thing is we need to get everybody into the lifeboat. And I believe, honestly, that God would have spared the other people if they would have just got on the boat, because he spared every animal. He spared snails and snakes and, I mean, all kinds of things. I'm like, why did you do that, Lord? That doesn't make sense to me. But they got on the ark and he spared them. We know that he will do the exact same thing for us. He will spare us. And he will spare those that you love and care about. He wants to spare, believe this or not, every host you've ever had, every business partner, every customer, every client, every prospect, because he's put them into your circle of influence. He's had you be there in their presence. And we need, our job is to get as many people into that lifeboat as possible, right? So let's talk about the parable. I'm going to go a little bit further in Matthew 25 in the parable of the three servants, because I thought, well, these were three businessmen. So they were smart, and God must have trusted them, because he's the person that we're talking about that will be the landowner or the business owner. Okay, so he says, again, we're starting in 25 verse 14. Again, the kingdom of heaven can be illustrated by the story of a man going on a long trip. Okay, that's God, he went on a long trip, right? He called together his servants and entrusted his money to them while he was gone. He gave us everything that we need to be successful and to build his kingdom, right? So all the gifts, all the talents, all the resources, that's what he gave his people, right? Verse 15 says, he gave 5 bags of silver to one. He gave 2 bags of silver to another, and he gave 1 bag of silver to the last, dividing it in proportion to their abilities. Okay, so he's not saying like, oh, I liked this guy more, so I'm going to give him more. I like this guy less because he's, you know, he's got less potential, I'm going to give him less. No, he gave it according to what their abilities were. I almost wonder if it isn't what they were already like naturally gifted at, but I think it was probably more what they had already been doing in their life and their business. You know, that's how they were developing their abilities. And then he left on his trip. Verse 16 says, the servant who received the 5 bags of silver began to invest the money, and he earned 5 more. pretty good, right? He doubled it. That was pretty good. He started investing it. How do we invest our abilities, our talents, our gifts that the Lord gave us? Verse 17 says, the servant with two bags of silver also went to work, and he earned two more. Okay, so the first guy invested. So I'm thinking he's investing it in others. That's just my own belief in my own heart. The other guy, he went to work, and he earned two more. He just got diligent. You know, he decided, no, I'm going to work. Verse 18, but the servant who received the one bag of silver dug a hole in the ground, and he hid the master's money. Well, that sounds kind of weird, right? But let's see what he has to say. Let's not give this guy a hard time. After a long time, their master returned from his trip, and he called to them, come and give me an account of how you used this money. How did you use my money? These are the things that the Lord has given us, okay? So how did he use it? We all are going to give an account, just like it says here, of the gifts and the talents that the Lord has given us to build his kingdom, right? And to be good stewards over. The servant to whom he had entrusted the five bags of silver, he came forward with five more, and he said, Master, you gave me five bags of silver to invest, and I have earned five more. Wow, the master was full of praise. Well done, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful in handling this small amount. So now I'm going to give you more responsibilities. Let's celebrate together. I mean, isn't that what you want to do when you get to heaven? Have Lord say, wow, you did great. High five. Let's celebrate together. This is awesome. Now I'm going to give you more responsibilities. Because he knows he could be responsible with that, and he's going to give him a lot more to do and to have and to be, and he's going to give him a great measure of abundance. Verse 22 says, the servant who had received the two bags of silver came forward and said, Master, you gave me two bags of silver to invest, and I've earned two more. Now, he didn't come up and say, well, you know, you only gave me two, and so, you know, I did the best I could. If you would have given me five, I would have done better. He just said, no, this is what you gave me. I worked hard, and I doubled it, and I was faithful with this, and here you go. And the master said to him, well done, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful in handling this small amount. Now I'm going to give you many more responsibilities. Let's celebrate together. Then the servant with the one bag of silver came and said, Master, I knew you were a harsh man, harvesting crops you didn't plant and gathering crops that you didn't cultivate. I was afraid I would lose your money, so I hid it in the earth. Look, here's your money. I'm giving it to you back. I want to point out a couple of things before we find out what the master said. First off, what did the other guy say? He said, Master, you gave me two, or you gave me five, this is what I did with it. They were excited to be able to have the ability and then to be able to have the silver on top of it to invest, right? The third one came and said, Master, I knew you were a harsh man. He comes, he's condemning. How many times have we done this with our companies? Oh, you know what? I knew that this was a good business opportunity. However, you didn't give me all the things I needed to be successful. I didn't know if I could really build this in this area. There were too many consultants. It's already saturated. You did this and you did this, and making all these accusations instead of saying, this is what you gave me. This is what I did with it. So let's see. I'm going to read again what the servant said, and then we're going to find out what the master said. The servant with the one bag of silver came and said, Master, I knew you were a harsh man, harvesting crops you didn't plant and gathering crops you didn't cultivate. I was afraid I would lose your money, so I hid it in the earth. Look, here's your money back. But the master replied, you wicked and lazy servant. If you knew I harvested crops I didn't plant and gathered crops I didn't cultivate, why didn't you just deposit my money in the bank? At least I would have gotten some interest on it. And then he ordered, take the money from this servant and give it to the one with the 10 bags of silver. To those who use well what they are given, even more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who do nothing, even with what little they have, it's going to be taken away. Now, throw this useless servant into outer darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Okay, now I'm going to go back up and just talk about this for a minute. Okay, so this seems kind of harsh, right? But let's look at this. He said, you're wicked and lazy. Wow, I thought, what's lazy? So I looked it up in the Greek, and it said, you were idle. You were not active. and you were troublesome. And I'm not saying that it's anybody on the call. But if the Lord's speaking to your heart, have you been idle in your life or business in a specific area? Have you not been active when you've been given a tremendous opportunity of your business? Have you been troublesome? Maybe talking a little bit bad about your company or your upline or your downline. I can't tell you, day after day I get calls, emails, and messages about what can I do to make my team be active? What can I do to get them more active, right? What does the Lord say? Grab the scripture out again and ask the Lord, Lord, what can I do to make my people active? Or where do I need to spend my time? The Lord tells us here that if we want to have abundance, which we all, I hear that too every single week. Oh, I want to have more abundance. I want to have more abundance. It tells us in Deuteronomy 8:18 that the Lord has given us the ability to create wealth. He's given you your business. What are you doing with it? Are you using it to not only create wealth here, create abundance, but this needs more than just the silver. This needs bringing souls into that lifeboat of the ark. It means so much more. You know, we need to be mindful of what he's given us, right? And we need to be faithful. It tells us in Romans 12:11, never lag in zeal and in earnest endeavor. Be aglow and burning with the Spirit, serving the Lord, even if you feel like you're in a really dark place. You can glow in the dark. You can change those circumstances. You can be one of those first servants, even if you feel like you've got one talent or you've got one piece of silver, that you can be successful. You can be the one that can make the difference. But we've got to make sure, what do we need to do? We need to not be idle. We need to be in activity. We need to repent if we've been troublesome or not been active. We need to ask the Lord, how would you like me to invest this? What work would you like me to do with this? And he promises to show us. And he wants you to be abundant. Did you hear? He says, you know, he wants to celebrate. I want to give you more responsibilities. I want to build your team. I want to build your circle of influence. I want to build your business for you. But we have to be faithful. I'm going to just ask real quick here before I go to the Lord in prayer. Are there any other prayer requests or praise reports that we can praise the Lord for or pray about today? I see several people are muted. I'm just going to unmute everybody real quick, and I'll mute all of you again if it's too loud or noisy. Let me go here in case there is someone here. I don't want anybody to miss out. Anybody else have a prayer request or a praise report? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to remute everybody and then we'll jump back in, okay? And if you are unmuted, if I unmuted you and you wanted to be muted, it's *6, okay? All right, Father God, I thank you that you give us choices, that you are such an amazing gentleman, that you would never force your will on us, Lord. I thank you for that. Lord, I thank you that you never leave us or forsake us and that you give us the ability to glow in the dark places. And we know that we do that by having your Holy Spirit alive inside of us and that we can be burning on fire for you. Lord, I do thank you that you give us the ability and that you reward us according to that ability. You give us gifts and you give us talents that we need to use to further your kingdom. We know that we are at the end of the age. We know that we are at the end times, Lord, and we want to be faithful Noahs, getting people into the ark. So, Lord, I pray and that you will just forgive us in Jesus' name for the areas that we may have been idle or not active or troublesome or gossipy. Lord, we ask forgiveness of that, and we ask that you would help us to have a new fervor, a new excitement. Lord, I thank you that you are a rewarder of those who love you, and that you've given us things. You've invested in us gifts and talents, and we've got that silver here. Help us to see how you would want us to invest it, how you would want us to work this. And Lord, I pray that you will light us on fire like we've never been before to serve you. And Lord, we know that this is the best time of year in many of our direct selling businesses to be able to touch hundreds and thousands of people, Lord. And so I pray that you'll help us to be faithful. We know we can do nothing without you, but you expect us to be good stewards of what you've given us. Lord, help our eyes to see those that need our business, our business opportunity, that needs our hosting programs, that need us as our products as customers, that could be great prospects, just friends, Lord, that need you. Lord, I just praise you for those that are diligent, that are being like servant number one or servant number two, Lord, that they can just say, thank you, Lord. We want to praise you and give you the glory that they're fulfilling that call. They're investing, they're working hard, and they're making a difference. And Lord, I rebuke any guilt or condemnation on those that are feeling, well, I'm like servant number three. Who cares? You care. I know you do. You brought this message to speak to their hearts because you love us and that you want to give them all that they have and could ever imagine having. And you want to increase that. You've given them the ability to create wealth, Lord. So I pray that you would just help them to see that they would walk in a new place of freedom and direction as they move forward. Lord, I praise you and I thank you. And I thank you that Daphne is alive. We speak life into her. We rebuke the death angel in Jesus' name. Lord, I ask that you would go to her and you would just clot her blood in a supernatural way, that she would have life and she would have life abundantly. We speak life into Daphne in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you that you are calling forth the names around her. Speak and help her to hear those, Lord, of the names that you've called her: beautiful, beloved, chosen, all of these amazing things, because she is so worthy of your love. Lord, I pray you will continue to draw her closer and closer to you. And Lord, I pray that even if we're not cutting ourselves with our skin, if we're cutting ourselves down, or we're allowing others to do the same, Lord, that you would stop that now in the name of Jesus, be delivered. And Lord, that you would help us to truly get into your word, see what your word says about us, and that we would walk in your love, your mercy, and your grace. Lord, I pray a blessing out upon each and every person's life and business that's on our call today, Lord, that you would send favor that to go out before them in amazing ways, so that people, when they met each one of the people listening, they would know that they are being blessed because this person is a follower of you and that they're there to share your love and your light and your mercy with them. Lord, I pray that you will just help bookings to come in. Help us to be bold in spirit to speak to our prospects. Lord, that business partners would activate and reactivate and get excited about doing this. You've given us, our companies are our silver, Lord, among so many other things. But thank you for that. I pray a blessing upon each direct selling company that's being represented by a listener today, Lord, that they would be blessed abundantly, that they would just be growing by leaps and bounds. And Lord, we just ask now in Jesus' name that the backbiting, the gossiping, and the negative talk be stopped over our profession and over our teams and over our companies. We love you, Father God, and we are just so blessed that you've called us, that we can be in this space. We give you the honor, we give you the glory, and we give you the praise. Thank you for another magnificent week this week. I can't wait for us to come back next week with all of the praises. We love you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Before I hang up real quick, I'm going to encourage you to do me a favor, because I always pray, just so that you know, how do I figure out what am I going to talk about? I pray about it and pray about it all week long and ask the Lord to show me. But I want to know how I can best serve each one of you. So if you can go over to the Facebook page, The Christian Direct Seller, and go over there and just type out a topic or something that you'd like to know more about. And or, you know, how does my business correlate in the Bible, or what does God say about my business, or a specific area? That will also help me as I'm praying, because I want to make sure that I'm serving you to the best of my ability, and I want to know what's on your heart. So if there's a specific topic or area you'd like to know more about, have a study out or pray through, I would love that opportunity to do that for you. Again, all you have to do is go over to the Facebook page called The Christian Direct Seller, and post that there, and I'll be watching for those. Know that I love you with my whole heart. I want you to be successful, and so does God, and I'm here to help serve and support you throughout the week. The best way to find me is going over to the Christian Direct Seller on Facebook, leaving a message there, and or private message me. That's fine, too. But God loves you so much, and so do I. Make it a fantastic week because you can. Take care, everybody. I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.